SAS makes it three. Good morning with a KUAC UConn Quest update. I'm Dan Bross. Brent Sass won his third UConn Quest yesterday in Whitehorse. The Eureka-based musher came in 4 hours ahead of second-place finisher Michelle Phillips to claim back-to-back wins in the 1,000-mile race between Fairbanks and Whitehorse. But as KUAC's Lex Trinan reports, the victory didn't come easily.
Number 15, Brent Sass, and his 11 puppies. Look at them. They're pretty happy, too.
Brent Sass arrives at the finish line in Whitehorse at around 3 o'clock.
Welcome to Whitehorse.
His hair is wet, and he pushes with a ski pole in his right hand all the way across the line. The athletic 40-year-old says he spent most of the last stretch of racing pushing and kicking with all of his might. His clothes look like they're drenched through with sweat.
I think I'm just going to throw all these clothes away. I've been living in my sweat for the last... I did burn my boots. I'm ready to burn these. It was one of those deals where with all the trail breaking and stuff, I had to make sure that I did a lot of work to help dogs. And I love it, and it's all part of the deal, but I'm feeling it.
He says he's broken more trail in this year's quest than he has in any other quest he's done, beginning on the snow-drifted Yukon River. His team was clearly hungry at the finish, scarfing down beef snacks and waiting attentively for second helpings. But he says that a conservative rest schedule coming out of Dawson City gave his dog some strength coming into the final 200 miles.
It was a risk to sort of give her the edge. She only camped twice across that big stretch, and we camped three times and with five-hour breaks. But it was that rest that we banked that gave us the edge in the end, I think.
While Michelle Phillips, his prime competitor throughout the race, seemed to have an advantage in the last 200 miles, Sass overtook her at one of the stops and used a tested tactic to make sure he could gauge her.
I was sitting on Mendana Lake waiting for her headlamp, trying to squeeze out every last little bit of rest. And when I saw her headlamp, I started my cooker up and made my last wet snack and booted the dogs quick, and she went by and I booted the last four dogs, and I left 10 minutes after her. And within 10 or 15 minutes, I caught her and passed her and just kind of left her in the dust at that point. So
he said that after that, he didn't look back and had gained an important psychological edge.
I was pretty confident that we had the speed on her at that point, and I wasn't going to stop kicking and pulling.
During the last run, Sass put another 3 hours into Phillips, who pulled into Whitehorse around 7 p.m. If anything, cheers for the Yukoner were even louder than they were for the race winner. Phyllis thanked her dogs and gave hugs to family and friends in the finish shoot, including to her husband, Ed Hopkins. When asked whether she was happy to improve on her previous best finish of fourth place...
Well, I'm happy that I beat my husband. His best finish is third.
Still, she said she wanted to win, and not just for herself.
I wanted to do well for the Yukon, for sure. I wanted to win. I wanted to win for women, but, I tried to win.
She said that a few things kept her from fighting Sass until the end. The first was a minor equipment issue.
I lost my ski pole before Pelly somewhere in the, lost it somewhere. And when we were in the Chain Lakes, he pulled out his ski pole and he started poling, and it was really a time that you needed a ski pole. You could kind of just push your team through with that snow. And I think that made a big difference.
And then there was the run into Whitehorse. Instead of pushing through in one monster 15-hour run, as Sass had done, Phillips stopped to feed her dogs and even to take a quick nap.
It was too long of a run and the conditions were too slow, so I just had to do what was right for my dogs. So that's what I did.
Yeah. This year was all about Sass, though. He said that after a shower and eating, he's got something else on his mind. The Iditarod.
Did the dogs really prove they got what it takes?
But Phillips pointed out that she'll be in the Iditarod too, and she's looking for some redemption. Reporting at the finish of the Yukon Quest Trail in Whitehorse, I'm Lex Trinan.
Brent Sass, who also won the quest in 2015, joins Alan Moore as a three-time champion. Lance Mackey and Hans Gott have each won the race four times. Cody Strath crossed the finish line in Whitehorse third this morning, while Moore, fellow Quest veterans Torsten Konert and Ryan Olson are all on the trail between Braeburn and the finish. I'm Dan Bross.
KUAC coverage of the 2020 Yukon Quest is made possible by Smart Automotive, Radiology Consultants, Golden Heart Emergency Physicians, Kinross, Fort Knox, North Pole Veterinary Hospital, Shannon and Wilson, Sipping Streams Tea Company, Water Wagon, Warblow's Air, and Beaver Sports, proud sponsors of KUAC.